This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 38 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, having navigated through the ruins of North Fracture and narrowly avoided conflicts with two different dragons, the party finds themselves confronted with the horror of Radavnik's actions.
What in the world has he done?
Well, we've seen some of what he's done, and
this is so much worse than what I imagined.
Yeah, no kidding. I was underselling it in my mind, which...
Do we approach? I don't know what to do.
Well...
Do we yell at him? I'm pretty good at yelling.
Yes, we've well established that, Tanwyn.
Walk up to him and reprimand the wannabe Dragon King.
Oi! Get down here!
Talk to him like a bad dog.
Yeah. What we have to do is we have to rub his face in the dragon viscera.
I know, it looks like he's already been doing that though, because he's kind of sitting on top of all of it.
Let's not try to do that to a guy who can sit at least a couple dozen dragons on us. Because I don't know about you two, but I kind of love not being dead.
No, I'm with you on that one.
So let's not try to rub his nose in the dragon viscera.
I don't really want to climb up the dragon viscera to get to him. Do you think he
rests? Is there like a little cave that he goes to snooze in when he's finished?
I don't know.
Commanding dragons to cut their spines off.
You know, maybe
I don't have sufficient information to make that assumption, Magnus.
Really making working in the value of that warning at the start of the episode.
Yes. All right. So, look, at this point, honestly, I'm surprised he hasn't noticed us already, because we do kind of stand out.
I have a huge cart full of
hey!
And a loud voice.
What is the plan? Do we just go up and say, hey?
I don't know what the plan is.
Do we have our bag of holding back?
We kind of got
blocks.
We kind of got fired here with not a lot of time to plan, to be honest.
Yeah.
What do we usually plan?
No.
Our usual modus operandi is go into situation, poke with a stick, find out who's been causing the problems, and beat them to death.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to apply
there,
though.
Swarming dragons and be like one, two...
No,
if you want to give me a perception check to try and get a rough estimate.
Okay. 21?
You would estimate there's about a dozen.
Yeah. So Magnus is coming up and he's like, yeah, I think, you know, Tanwyn could take one. Amadeus, you could maybe take one of the little ones. I could take probably five, but the other ones would get us.
I love your confidence in your own abilities there, Magnus.
If we had the ghosts, then maybe I could take seven.
I mean, I feel like you're slightly...
We're not really sure what your new kind of deal is yet, so maybe you could take even more.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Let's just go talk to Padavnik and see if we can... Because talking kind of worked last time.
Kind of. I don't see any way up to him without climbing up a...
So how far are we from the Viscera Throne?
Several hundred meters, closer to a kilometre.
The Viscera Throne.
The Viscera Throne.
Well, let's just approach, and I'm sure he will see us.
A equally worse version of the Throne of Swords.
Yes, the Iron Throne.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a great one. Writing that down. Keeping that in the bank for V.
Fair enough. So yeah, I'm just like, let's approach and see if he notices us.
Okay, so we're not trying to sneak anymore. We're just walking straight at him.
It's not like we've got much in the way of cover.
It's true.
And it's well established that dragons have pretty good eyes.
Whilst you're all having this conversation, could I get a quick stealth check from everyone?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. How dare you? Do we still have the plus two from smoke smell?
Sure.
It won't help.
It was a plus three, but yeah.
Plus three. Oh, it's not helping me either.
It's 11.
I'll let you know right now. That's an 8.
It's a 9 and an 11.
You hear this just... from behind you all. Stone dragon who had fallen into a food coma has woken up and is starting to move towards you all. And it's just like, if you're going to do something,
Do it away from where you're snoozing?
Or do it quietly.
Much appreciated.
And just sleepily walks over to another stone wall, opens its mouth like a snake and just takes a massive chunk out of it. And just...
That is very disgusting.
And then just falls back asleep.
It's like nothing I've ever seen. Apart from the one time that my Uncle Gavin, he drank too much at the pub and then he came home and he ate 3 apple pies.
Dang.
My dad cooked for the weekend and he ate them all anyway
that's...
I snap the reins and I'll send Batic forward.
So you start to move towards the newly dubbed Viscera Throne.
Yeah.
That's a title.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't believe we're stealthing anymore. I think we're just approaching and we're all on the cart that's loaded up with beersies and pastries, and we are moving towards Pradavnak.
As you start heading off, you're unassailed for the first 100 meters or so, and then dragons start to pay attention. The ground ones don't make a move, but it's the flying ones that do. As the first ones start to dive, just before they would connect, they all suddenly veers off and flies off as if startled by something, and you all watch as the dragons start to part for you.
Because yeah. That's not disconcerting in the slightest.
Yeah.
They recognize how tough we are.
No.
I don't know if that's the case, but...
I'm just trying to keep up morale.
No, I appreciate it.
I appreciate the effort, oh boy.
Okay. Whew.
Yeah, I don't think we were going to be sneaking through this at all.
No, I just keep the cart going. Just not trying to provoke the dragons in any way, but just keep it moving forward at a steady pace.
And at a steady pace you go. And when you're about 50 to 100 meters or so away from the Viscera Throne, Pradavnik climbs on down to greet you all. He looks the same but different, as he seems to be larger than before, more imposing than before. And you're not sure how, but there is evidence of small spikes and horns and ridges starting to grow on him.
Oof.
The very things he has desired.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
All right, mate.
Quite the little kingdom you've made for yourself there, Pradavnik.
And as he opens his mouth, his voice does not sound like it once did. Well, yes. I have been busy.
Yeah, looks like.
What brings my 3 friends along?
Well, being friends and all, it's our duty to help out our friends.
Yeah, well.
So we're here to help you.
I don't need help.
Oh, well.
I've got everything I ever wanted.
How about you come down here a little closer, away from the blood and gore for a moment and... You know, maybe we can just kind of sit down and maybe crack open one of these barrels.
Oh, well, you're both tough.
Well, yeah. We did promise you booze and pastries when last we spoke.
We were supposed to go out all together, all 4 of us.
Oh, yeah, that was right. Yeah.
Then you kind of...
You left us.
For a bit there, yeah.
Did you put me in a cocoon?
No.
Oh, yeah, Magnus was in a cocoon for a while. We'll tell you about it.
Why was he in a...
We'll tell you about it to come away from all of that gore.
Yeah, no, that he stops for a moment, and there. Now that you are closer to the source, there is just this faint radiating pulse that flows out of it as he gives a command to all the dragons, and they all start traveling north.
Are these dragons visibly mutilated?
All of them visibly mutilated.
Yeah.
And after about a couple of minutes, you're all alone with Pradavnik and the Viscera Throne.
Yeah.
But you guys have moved a good 100, 200 meters away.
Yeah, we've been... It, the taste of beer isn't great when you can smell blood in it, so we're just going to go a little bit over.
So, you want... Tanwyn's been moaning about the bag of holding.
Oh, yeah, hold up. And reaches... Now that you're looking at him, it seems like he has modified the saddle that he was wearing into some sort of harness. Mm. That he still has stuff on.
Nice.
It, mostly just several books and then a small, I believe it was pink, glittery pink bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he snakes his head back and pulls the bag off. I believe everything's still in there.
Oh, I
put everything back. I just need the crown.
I shuffle through it and I go, I don't believe everything is back in there, right? But we'll come back to that a little bit later, won't we?
Anyway, well, I mean, you know how much Tanwyn likes with stuff.
Thank you for the bet.
I am sorry about stealing it. I just, as I said, need the crown.
It's hard
to fit claws into...
I mean, you didn't need the crown, but that's another discussion for another day.
But I
appreciate the fact that you only knocked me out, though I am mildly miffed about that.
No, he does. Well, he did
I
have a.
Kill
he,
you. You're my friends.
I know.
He did have a pretty good goose egg on the back of his head for a few days.
I am sorry about that. My tail can be a bit like a whip sometimes.
I can add was attacked by a dragon to my list of achievements.
Is that an achievement?
You've met us, right?
Yeah.
Being attacked by anything and surviving is an achievement in my book.
Pretty much, yeah.
So I tap one of the barrels and I pass it over to him, roll it over to him, and then tap a different barrel and pour out some beer for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll serve out a pastry for him and then one for each of us as well.
Yeah, we weren't sure which pastries you'd like, so I got a whole bunch.
Cool.
You said you hadn't tried them before. A couple of them even have meat in them, because you did mention that you liked meat, so I got that. Got a couple different ones as well, you know. Figured we could process of elimination, that sort of thing.
See what your favorite one is. We can guess it more for you in the future.
Fair enough.
So I got to ask, what's the plan? And, you know, just gesturing around.
This is kind of it.
Okay.
I've occupied the dragons, they're all here, and I've...
Say that.
Well, is it weird to say that I don't feel better having done this?
No, I don't think that's weird to say at
all. As somebody who was...
I think that's pretty normal to say.
Yeah, no, that...
You're...
I had the opportunity to hurt the people who hurt me. And...
Speaking as somebody who was in a very similar situation to you, but it didn't help.
No.
But if anything, it made me feel worse, because it made me feel just like them. And that sucked.
Yeah, now I'm sitting here with a pile of dragon bits and a bunch of mutilated dragons that I don't know what to do with.
Yeah, I mean, it's
pretty serious. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for Davnik. What you've done is pretty serious, my lad. But we are your friends and we're still here to help.
And
although we're not going to eat the bits if that's what you want.
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's a bunch of bone and scale and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not going to eat that, no.
Your parents are worried.
Aye, your ma especially.
He gets a look of shame on his face. And at this point, I would like insight checks from people.
Ooh.
God's
sake.
Don't you get the D4 for insight there, Tim?
It won't help.
That was a 4.
It was a 4. Yeah, 6.
18.
17.
So Magnus and Amadeus will get this. His mother was probably the only support he had.
Aww.
And I don't know if you're aware of this, but making the person that has been your support ashamed of you...
That's why Amadeus said worried and not anything else.
Basically, there is this sense of he knows he's done wrong, but hearing that his mother is worried about what he's doing, it's just suddenly somebody I care about is involved in this and just, ooh...
You know, Pradavnik, when I went to pick up the crown, it was pretty difficult not to put it on my head. I'm going to be completely honest with you. It really wanted me to put it on my head.
Yeah.
Yeah? You felt the same way?
Wants me to dominate, control, and hurt everybody around me. Yeah.
It's like a little voice in there?
Maybe a bit louder than a little voice, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you want us to help you with that, Pradavnik?
Maybe.
Maybe we should have the beers and pastries first?
Aye. Maybe let's have another pastry. Here.
Try this one. This one actually has meat in it, and I'll...
Ooh.
And just to clarify again, are these dragon-sized pastries, or do we just have...
I've got a couple sized for us, but
and
I
then
also
there's like
got...
four pies.
Yeah, and then I got a whole bunch that are sized for... But
like
I'm
plan
assuming,
pies.
You know, because yeah. I assume I had enough time with Magnus being in the...
Yeah.
To talk with the
requisitions officers and everything.
And the cooks that we had. I need normal sized pies and then one for a dragon.
Yeah, I would imagine they're American sized when they say pies.
Mm. Full on size of a New York style pizza.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're still the same pastries that we're eating, but they're, you know.
Big.
You know, it's why we needed the cook.
Yeah.
So, grab out one of the meat pastries and give him one and give us a... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say that you guys spend the next 10, 20 minutes just eating, drinking, and making small talk.
Very small talk.
Weather's nice. There's like dragons dripping.
The usual stuff we talk around the fire when we've been traveling to various places, sort of.
You,
the usual nothing that three idiots and a dragon talk about.
Yeah.
You've done a lot with the place.
And then, you know, once that starts winding down, so much as, you know, I love beating around the bush, you know me, we really should do something about the crown at some point. I'm sorry, Padavnik.
We can't leave it here. Got orders to take it.
It's not that we don't trust you, because you're our friend. And
you are our friend.
We love you, but we really do need to do something about that.
What's everybody's passive perceptions?
10.
8.
Hmm. How is yours 8?
I think it's 8.
You don't have a negative wisdom.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's 11.
I was going to say.
15.
Oh, phew.
Oh, God. That's so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, as Amadeus says, we need to do something. Magnus specifically. Mm. You basically blink, and one second, everything's as it was, and then you blink, and suddenly there is this 6.5 foot tall, well-built, farmer's tan human with this long, well-groomed black beard that is groomed to a... If it was not here, you would imagine it would be sharp. Like, it is a very pointed beard. And at his side is this abhorrent biological red sword.
Don't like that sword.
Oh, I like that sword.
That you recognize as the sword that once pierced through King Caston.
And this is the King Caston killer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's like, as he appears, why on earth would you need to do something about that crown? It's exactly where it needs to be, atop the son of the dragon god, controlling all of the dragons. And he kind of steps out from behind you all.
Pradavnik, is that the voice that's been talking to you?
No, it isn't. I mean, yes, we've talked. He was the one that told me about the crown. And
but has he brought you pretzels and beer?
Mm.
So
why on earth would I need to do that to my subordinate?
He is not your subordinate.
Well, he's helping me in my plan. That makes him either my accomplice or my subordinate.
Well, how about we make him neither? Okay, thanks.
And how, pray tell, do you do that?
Well, pimp slap the crown for a start.
Ah, yes. Pimp slap the crown that is buried in his skull. That will definitely knock it off.
What have you done to him? I'm going to run over to Pradavna and try and see what is actually happening with the crown.
It looks exactly like it was atop the Ghoul King's head. The spikes have dug into his scalp.
Oh, Pradavnik, have you done?
We're not.
Your next haircut's going to be real painful.
I mean, we're not unskilled at basically unscrewing that kind of thing. I mean, we've been pretty good at unraveling things previously.
Yes, you have been a thorn in my side, bumbling around this nation like, a trio of fools somehow undoing my plans.
Okay, so we weren't bumbling. We were being sent out on missions. That was our job. We weren't just, you know, messing about. So don't call us bumbling.
And if your plans weren't absolute hogwash, then we wouldn't have unraveled them now, would we?
Aye, maybe if three idiots can unravel your plans, maybe your plan should be better.
Take this time to reflect.
Can I get Magnus to make me a wisdom saving throw?
Damn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's a natty one.
Oh.
You slap yourself.
Ow.
Hey!
Well, that's just impolite.
Like, you watch Henris Fulgor's dark eyes flash a familiar shade of orange for a moment as he uses some ability to make Magnus attack himself.
Well, that's just impolite. I mean, if you can't, you know, handle constructive criticism, what kind of would-be world conqueror are you?
World conquerors don't take criticism. They kill those that criticize. Because a conqueror has no need for other thoughts and opinions.
Unfortunately, we're three loudmouths with a lot of opinions. And I draw
painfully
my sword.
Painfully aware.
Oh, God. All right.
Are you sure that's what you want to do? There are 150 or so dragons here, and there's only three of you.
Pradavnik, you wouldn't get in the way of a fair fight, would you?
No, I actually wouldn't involve the dragons at all, because my part of the agreement was not have the dragons get involved in the war unless it was on your side. And, well, this isn't part of the war.
What war?
I did mention would-be world conquest.
Also, I in all fairness, was planning on having the dragons just take no part in anything.
Gonna
leave them just fully stranded.
Pradavnik, take the damn crown off.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
He reaches up with the claws that are at the end of his wings and tries to... I literally can't. It's kind of stuck to my head.
Tanwyn, would you or Magnus kindly do something about the crown, please?
Well, we got this nerd with a blood sword thingy.
Yes.
About that, and can somebody roll me a d20 and add 12?
Sure. 12.
16! Oh, God.
That's... You watch Pradavnik basically flick his wing and launch Henris a good 50, 60 meters.
All right, now that he's temporarily out of the picture, Magnus and Tanwyn, we have abilities to deal with this.
Okay, Pradavnik, you're probably going to want to have... barrel of whiskey here.
Pradavnik, I'm sorry if this hurts. We mean you no malice. We are trying to help.
What are you about to do?
Bend your
We talked to your old man, and he lent us a couple of things.
He looks unsure. Could I get somebody to make me another d20 roll at advantage and add 8?
Okay. 26.
DC was 23. He manages to beat the curse of the crown.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
And does lower his head.
And I gesture for one of these two too.
I am going to immediately swing my longsword, which I already have drawn, directly at the crown.
Okay.
Bringing it down right on top of it.
Pradavnik is making no attempts to avoid.
Yes.
Being hit, so you make this attack at advantage.
Okay, and I'm using, I don't know if I have to actively use it.
The blessing of the dragon claw?
Yes.
You are swinging at a cursed object. It automatically triggers.
Okay, fantastic.
You are looking for an AC of 20.
Oh, God. Why did you guys make me do this?
I was just doing it both you and Magnus also. And I'll touch you and give you guidance.
Oh, phew.
I will recklessly attempt. Maybe not something I should do with a cursed crown, but...
I mean, you have advantage anyway, so
and
you don't need to.
And I will also cast Bless.
Double advantage.
If you can do Bless, you can hit both of them.
Yeah, I'll... Guidance
doesn't help with attack rolls. Oh.
Do you have Bless?
Let me have a look at my spell. I don't think so.
Okay, then I'll try that again.
That ain't doing it.
Yeah. I will say, you guys both have extra attack, right?
Yeah.
So you will get two attempts
at
this.
Oh my god. I rolled a 5 and a 6.
Okay. Come on, guys.
Come on, extra attack. Come
so
on, extra attack.
So first one's just 12, so yeah. It's not...
Please make me look cool and not lame on the podcast.
Natural 20.
Oh!
It's okay, Magnus is here.
Yeah, Magnus is here. Why don't we do that and just... Tanwyn doesn't do anything. So I rolled a 3 and a 6.
Tanwyn's helping.
She's not helping.
Well, I think this is a good way of describing what happens. I take it you're swinging the trollstone flail at the crown.
Yeah, not the best. But Magnus is pretty good with a flail
at
this point.
He's pretty good with a flail.
Yeah, you both swing the first time trying to break this crown. Prismatic light flowing from your weapons. At the first strike, this orange flash blocks the attempts. And you both swing again. And Tanwyn's blade hits first, getting blocked once again by this protective orange energy. And just as it fades, Magnus's flail slips in. For the moment, your flail has the siege property and automatically negates the protective nature of magical enchantments upon an object.
Oh.
So I'm going to need you to roll damage and then double it.
14 bludgeoning, 2 lightning.
You are so lucky.
Oh.
Without magical enchantment, this crown has an HP of 15.
Got it in one.
Thank goodness. Thank Artifora.
Thank Artifora.
For that lightning enchantment.
You swing this enchanted flail horizontally like a reaper swinging a scythe through wheat. And the flail connects with the first spine and it shatters. Mm. And as the head just moves through, it is like somebody just wiping off icicles off of a ledge as all 9 of the spikes that make up this crown are broken with one. Actually, this was a critical hit, so it got doubled. This damage got doubled again.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Sorry for that, Nick.
just the right moment as this protective magic weakens as Kavort fails to stop you from releasing his grasp upon this dragon.
Yeah!
Thank God for
it. I immediately...
All the spikes that are bearing in his head come out with the attack, so there is no shrapnel still in his head.
I immediately heal his head, because he's had spikes in his head.
Fair enough.
How much do you think he would need?
Every drop you have.
35 healing. Immediately pump 35 healing into him because he had spikes in his brain.
Yes, and Pradavnik falls unconscious.
Oh, you stupid... you stupid bastard, Pradavnik. How do we put a dragon in prison?
And as that happens, there is a cry of outrage heard as Henritz has picked himself up and is starting to charge towards you. But that is very, very quickly drowned out by the sound of several dozen dragons.
Yeah.
Roaring in similar outrage as they have now regained control over themselves.
Yeah.
You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
The minute he gets within range, I'm throwing the spine of dragon hatred at him.
Now, read me the effect of that.
Whisper the name of an enemy within 30 feet and throw the dagger. So I whisper Henris Filgor and throw the dagger. The dagger automatically hits, and the target must make a DC 23 constitution saving throw or become transformed into
a Karura,
the mortal enemy of dragons.
Okay.
So could Mr. Filgor make me that check, please?
He has a +8 to this, so he needs to roll a 15 or higher.
Oh.
This is also a item blessed by a god, so he has disadvantage on this save.
Oh, come on! Tanwyn's luck be with you!
Wait, and how close is he?
Running at us.
Yeah, he throws it as soon as he gets within 30 feet.
Yeah. So as a sort of a held, ready, whatever.
So like 10-ish meters, like 9-10 meters away.
Can we all blast him?
Sure, if you have things to hit him with from 10 meters away.
I mean, my action is going to be throw the dagger, so I'm going to assume I can't do anything else, which is fair. I'm not...
But we will address the dagger before anything else happens. So the first roll. No.
Oh, that's a 4!
It doesn't matter, because he has disadvantage on this. He needed to roll a 15 on the dice, and a 4 on the dice will not cut it, as this spine of a god dragon buries itself into his chest. He stops, looks at it, not because there is any amount of pain that he is feeling, but there is a change. As you watch his hands and feet grow into bird-like talons, and his human form get shed for one of an avian humanoid with blue and gold and red feathers, lightning crackling between his wings and his head, and he snorts out a puff of fire. What did that do? I am now strong. And then, as the dragons are flying towards you, as he transforms, you notice every single one of their heads immediately snap towards him, and he notices it at the same time. Ah.
That's for hurting my friend, you son of a bitch!
Oh, good luck with all of that. We'll be going now. And I'm going to push all of the remaining things off of the cart.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get Magnus to help me out, and we're going to try and load Pradavnik on the cart.
Pradavnik is too big to go into the cart.
Yeah. We need to get him away from here.
How big is the bag of holding?
Not big enough to put him in.
Definitely not big enough.
Does anybody have reduce?
And you watch as Henris starts running, realizes that he now has wings and can fly, and starts flying, chased by 150-ish dragons.
So, wait, how much smaller would Pradavnik need to be to fit in the cart?
Like 4 times smaller. If anybody wants to make a history or an arcana check to figure out what or why is going on with that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Sure, I'll do it.
So,
natural 20!
19.
Well, Tanwin's study in a patron's history has paid off.
Oh, I know all about dragons.
Karuda was once a mortal from an avian species that thought that he, along with his kind, should rule the skies instead of the dragons. Now, the dragons at no point had ever laid claim to the skies. And Karuda tried to, well, essentially commit genocide on the dragons and failed. And in his final moments, tried, basically he tapped into an eldritch power and turned into a monster, essentially gaining, well, more power and spawning a species of monster known as the Karuda.
Mm.
They're all but extinct.
Hmm.
And only appear now whenever a dragon with godlike power curses a mortal.
And he's been cursed.
Amadeus made the statement. It's like, that's probably the most pissed you've ever really seen him. Because he gets annoyed and he gets angry, but that's the first genuinely angry you've actually seen him.
And on that note, for whatever reason, dragons are compelled to hunt and kill any creature that they are aware of.
And oh boy, are they aware of that son of a gun.
Yeah.
Anyway... All right.
Whether or not he will continue to be a problem for you is another story, but right now he isn't.
So we gave him a power up. How bad?
He's only being pursued by 150 dragons.
Who I'm sure need a hell of a lot of venting to be done right now.
Aye.
Or rather, he was being pursued by 150-ish dragons, as within a few moments of flying, he remembers, oh wait, I can teleport, and disappears.
Oh, okay, well, I'm sure that won't come back to bite us.
Yeah, well, he lost his army and, lost both of his attempts joining an army, so...
I'm sure nothing bad can happen because we gifted immortal, evil god king dragon-killing powers.
Well,
yeah, that's
no,
not going to have repercussions, no.
No, you say it like that. Well, I suppose we can't take it back now.
That'll be fine. It was a nerd.
Is the sword lying on the ground?
No. That's what allows him to teleport.
Damn! I wanted that.
Oh, well, I'm
maybe
sure...
Maybe once you defeat him.
If I could teleport, then it wouldn't be a problem getting Predevnet back.
Unfortunately, the two teleporting spells are for self only. Well, Dimension Door lets me carry things, but only to my carrying capacity, which...
Is
not.
I don't know how we're going to get him back.
So Magnus is going to go up to Predevnik and start like stroking the scales. And if you're listening closely, you can hear that Magnus is telling the tale of the Mouse Knight, who was a mouse that wanted to be a knight. And then one day he went off to challenge the Knights of the Realm to a tourney, and they all laughed at him. And then an ancient god of some form shrank the entire tourney field to give the Mouse Knight his due or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And Magnus will cast Reduce on Predevnik.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do that?
I just told a story.
Oh, you're okay.
That's weird, but okay. Don't get argue with that. Let's get him on the cart. Let's get back to
cocoon
the teleportation.
Story. Story cocoon. That's cool. All right.
Let's get him on the cart. Let's.
He is still big, too big for the cart, but...
He's 1/8 the weight.
Yeah, basically he is... You can squeeze him in as much as possible, but he is still kind of spooling out over the sides of
Magnus
the cart.
Magnus is holding the back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm using mage hand to, like...
Mage hand won't do anything.
Mage hand. Thankfully, you have a brute of a Elkifin pulling the cart.
Yeah. If you steer the cart, we'll hold up his...
Yeah, I am sorry about it.
You got... No, be gentler on his mouth.
Well, no.
He's intelligent. You can just talk to him, really.
Come on, old Sherpa. I know it's not the most comfy of pools, but we're taking a friend home.
I also don't think this lasts very long.
Yeah. Go.
Double time, please. Double time if you would be so kind, my good man.
You guys...
It's a minute.
Yeah, it lasts a minute. You guys are like 700-odd meters from the city edge. The spell ends about halfway there. And... Suddenly, Tanwyn and Magnus are being weighed down by an adult red dragon.
Okay, this isn't working.
How far? Because we can't fit him in the bag of holding. So how much does he weigh at, like, 1/8?
Can't fit him in the bag of holding.
No.
Like, at 1/8, he was about a ton.
Would he be within my, roughly within my carrying capacity at 1/8? Okay, stupid question.
Unless Magnus has, I mean, not Magnus.
Wait, 1/8 is a ton?
Yeah, 1/8 is a ton.
Okay.
Secret beef.
Yeah. Unless Amadeus has sleeper build of world history.
Yeah.
No, because I was like, I have Dimension Door. I can just, you know, dimension.
No, it'd have to be double reduced.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do.
Were we given a way to get in contact with anybody back at the hold, or was this just a send us out and pray that we succeed mission?
Yes.
I hate us.
here's what we're going to do. I'm going to leave Batic with Predevnik, and we're going to go back to Fracture. We're going to get that wizard, and who you were talking about, the one who does all
the gatekeeper,
We're going to go get the gatekeeper, and we're going to get him.
As you're talking, you are slowly becoming surrounded by dragons.
Oh, what happened to the crown? Has just been shattered, right? It's
yes.
gone now.
Yeah.
Hello, gentlemen, ladies, those of indeterminate gender.
Okay, so
we understand this looks bad.
This is probably the worst case scenario for all of us.
Hi. Please don't kill us. We helped.
We're trying to get him back to Artifora.
So he can face judgment.
And justice.
Yeah, that. What they said.
The one that seems to impose themselves as the de facto leader is this large, like 20-foot tall, green and silver dragon that has several noticeable missing horns and spikes mutilated us.
Aye, so that's why it's so important to go back to Artifora.
In his defense.
Okay, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, look, it's a reason, not an excuse.
This is going to
And I'll gesture to where Henris was. That absolute piece of detritus works for, and I'll just point up to the second moon, works for that to try to manipulate him, pointing at Padavna, to take over the world. Reason, not excuse, because our friend here, as you can possibly understand, was bullied for being naked.
Okay, yep, that's exactly what I was worried I was going to say.
Reason, not excuse.
The dragon lowers its head and brings himself eye to eye to you.
If you wish to pass judgment, we can obviously not stop you. I offer this information purely as explanation, because I believe in judging with all the facts.
Give me a persuasion check.
Oh boy! 21.
You're talking to Arbiter, the Mount of Judges, in a different land. He looks at you, assesses the situation, and props himself back up to his full height. I am not of your god dragon's kin, and presumably this young one is.
He is, yes.
Aye.
He looks around. Does anybody here speak Draconic?
Highly doubt it for me.
Celestial and Infernal are my two.
Yes, I do speak Draconic.
So you'll be the only one that understands this. As Arbiter growls and commands that Artifora's kin step forward, and you see 30 to 40-ish familiar-looking dragons, now thoroughly more mutilated than they once had been.
I feel like those ones would be the most affected.
Step forward. So it's your foolish actions that has brought this pain upon us all. Whilst I do not agree with the young ones lashing out, I cannot say for certain that it was undeserved. Maybe to those of us that were innocent, but to you lot, most certainly not.
I feel like I've just thrown a bunch of people under the bus.
Yes.
Yes.
Though in fairness, Amadeus doesn't care. He's like, they've bullied my friend. They deserve punishment.
So I think what might be best for all of us, and gestures around at all of the dragons, is if we all go home to Vanguard Hold and we all sort it out there. There is a lot of apologizing to do to the foreign folk here, I believe, and there is a lot of justice to be meted out to the rest, and I do believe it would be better if we are all in a kind of a better location that what didn't feel so terrifying to us, because you're all really big. Also, Pradavnik isn't even awake yet, so we can't really do a justice yet because he's parsed out.
Arbiter looks at you. The mortal speaks words of wisdom here.
We can breathe again.
Between the two of us, I thought we just told ourselves to.
Yeah. Talked ourselves into an early grave.
I am a judge in another land. This is not my home, and therefore is not my place to pass sentence. But I will make sure, as he looks around to everyone, that the perpetrators, all perpetrators, as he glares at the kin of Artifora, face consequences. And for that to happen, all must be kept alive. So we do not tear out each other's throats for now.
Are they starting Dragon Civil War?
From what I understand, we're taking Artifora's kids and Padavnik back to the hold. Because I'll point at the Arbiter, he wants to make sure that the appropriate people get the appropriate punishments.
And for the rest of us who were unfairly caught in between this squabble between siblings.
Aye.
Yes.
You better start thinking of repayments that you wish from one of the few dragon gods that exist in this world.
This is probably a bold request, and I apologize if it is, but could we get a lift home with you guys?
Do any of you have Uber installed?
Please.
That is not an issue. I will happily carry the three of you myself.
I appreciate it. I thought it polite to at least ask.
Oh, otherwise we'd be walking back.
Yeah, thank you, Arbiter.
Justicia, could you carry the young one, please? And a female golden red dragon steps up, and she is by no means smaller than Arbiter.
Way too big. Everything around me is way too big right
and
now.
And I apologize, Tenwin, but we're about to go for an unsecured ride on a dragon's back.
Oh, no. Okay. I'll just close my eyes.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the typical person that travels with me stands on my head.
Okay.
I don't know why he likes doing it.
So I'm not going to do that.
I'm grateful.
I believe he may be dramatic.
You have
no idea.
Fair enough. Arbiter's head is the size of the cart plus Batic.
Yeah, okay. I am not going to question that. Come on, guys. Let's get on the nice dragon's back.
Okay, just go.
Hold on tight, Edwin.
Oh, I always do.
I apologize for any discomfort.
You are so small that I barely feel you there.
I think he was talking to me.
Fair enough. lay on, sir. Lay on.
And a procession of dragons fly off towards Vanguard's Hold.
And once we get within Kui, I'll do the same thing we did last time and just release a green rocket to let them know that we come in success.
Mixed success.
Yeah. Several days later, when you arrive in Vanguard's Hold, the barrier around the hold fully drops as you watch as the roofs in the area over the dragon nests open up. Just let everyone in. It is very cramped because there is far more dragons than normal. And not only are there dragons in the nests and everything, but they're perched up on the mountains and everything around it.
So once we're all settled, it's like Lord Artifora, Arbiter, Arbiter, Lord Artifora.
Yeah, Lord Artifora is a good 10 meters taller than Arbiter is.
I believe we're going to...
If it's all the same to you, anybody, we're gonna go over there now.
I believe we're going to take a small break. And
small break for small people.
Small break for small people. And if you need us, we'll be...
Over here.
Somewhere else.
As I take these two out of the way.
Yeah. Artifora just wordlessly nods as you leave, and you hear them begin to converse in Draconic.
Oh, he's yelling.
Strangely not, there is a very controlled tone to both Artifora and Arbiter's voices.
Okay, no, I was lying to you. They're actually very civil to each other.
By my count, we've saved the world four times now. Maybe five.
I believe that counts for a nice hot meal.
Yeah.
And a sit down, to be perfectly honest.
Do you think we'll get a little pay rise? We weren't responsible for that.
Fair. Well, that's something to discuss with Amethyst at some point.
Artifora is the one who sent us out with a dragon that didn't pass the police
check. I need to go submit my report anyway. So I let these two wander off to the... And I will, because if it's been 7 days, I have written my report.
Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock on Amethyst's door.
Yes, come in.
Enter. Hi, we're back.
I noticed.
Yeah.
You brought so many dragons.
It's only 150 or so. It's not that big a deal.
There's only 1,000 true dragons in the whole world.
So we brought like 15% of them. It's fine.
You're welcome.
Have fun. Here's our report.
And
if I could get rid of you three, I would. But the fact...
We get the job done, goddammit.
Why every... Not only do you make it seem like every other person in this organization is seemingly useless...
Woo!
But you're always at the center of every headache that is going on at the moment.
But that's not your headache, though. That's Artifora's headache.
And to be fair, we usually solve the problem, so how are we headache?
Yeah. You two just snuck back.
We went to the cafeteria to grab food to take away.
And then we came back to bully
him. Because we don't trust you to not eat stuff. So Tenwin walks in and hands Amadeus a sandwich.
In all fairness, no, this is not my headache. It is just worrying about... I'm one of the two people
people in charge of, you know, logistics, which means organizing the cleanup. There is 150 odd dragons here. That is so much dragon poop.
I'm sure you can get some volunteers with, what's that thing that you have?
Prestidigitation.
Aye.
Or thaumaturgy.
Congratulations.
No!
He's the only one that's got it, not me.
And?
Good job, you have also been volunteered as well.
No, for what?
I don't know, cleaning dragon poop.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
I don't care.
Oh, this is a nice sandwich, by the way. Love these sandwiches.
Yeah.
So, Cliff Notes version, what the hell happened?
Oh, Cliff Notes.
So, Henris Fulgore was there.
Uh-huh.
He is currently...
the enemy of all dragons.
Aye.
That's good. Actually, that's great news. That's wonderful. Wait, you turned him into a bird creature.
Yes.
Okay, so in our defense, that is exactly what Artifora gave us to do. He gave us something that would turn someone into the enemy of all dragons, and that was what we did. Yeah. So it's not like...
Huh.
So, yeah.
I assume he has a plan.
So...
Well, considering that means that anytime that he gets seen by a dragon, they will relentlessly try to kill him. Huh. Okay, neat.
On top of that, we destroyed the crown.
Aye.
So...
And I reach into my bag of holding and I pull out all of the bits.
Why did you bring the bits?
I don't know.
You've met her, right?
Okay, so I thought that maybe we should be putting them in like a vault or something, just in case there's anything left of the powers.
That can go in with everything else that we are using to build the anti-cavort laser.
Fantastic.
We're building an anti-cavort laser?
Well, you've provided us with oracular eyes that can see everything, a flaming ball of a sun god that, if we use it right, can shoot lasers.
I can't believe they took that away from us.
And now something tied to cavort. Yeah, I think we're building an anti-cavort laser.
Okay, you know?
Amadeus has the biggest, most smeg-eating grin on his face right now.
The only problem is we have no way for it to reach cavort.
I don't know if that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's coming closer.
Yes. At this point, I would like to remind you, you have a book that creates plot holes.
Oh, we might have something for that. We have a literal plot hole.
What?
We have a literal plot hole.
Like the literary device?
Yes.
Rather failure?
Yeah, we have that. A one that actually creates a world. You know the trip we took to the library and getting sucked into the book, and at the end of it, the book that we got sucked into is a literal porthole.
It doesn't function as a book anymore, and it's really annoying because I was trying to read it and it was quite good, but you get halfway through and it just doesn't make any sense anymore.
Amethyst just pinches the brow of her nose and you can hear the stone texture of her skin grinding against.
So did we do a good job?
And you failed to mention that earlier.
We only just got it back. It was in the bag of holding that was stolen.
Well, you've been so glib with every other wildly powerful
device. Well, it was in my report. Did you not read my report?
I did.
Okay, so what happened is we were at the Armadeus' house. Amadeus's house. And then we were immediately had to go to Ishigar. And then we immediately had Magnus's house. And then we had to go back here to Artifora's house. And then we went back to Ishigar. And then we had Magnus's to walk house. A bunch. And then we went to do the dragons. So we haven't really had a lot of
time. Oh, and we met the head druid of the...
We went to Electus Grove. The druid's house.
Well, when you put it like that, fine.
I don't know if you noticed, but we've been quite busy.
We've been talking with the union, and we think our hours are unreasonable.
Our hours are
Is there a union?
Oh, I think we're starting them.
Yeah. No. It was suggested that given that Magnus wanted to ask for a pay rise.
Normally I would say no, but given everything that you just listed that you have yet to be paid for, yeah.
Yeah!
We didn't get paid for the ghoul thing, and we didn't get paid for saving...
The book thing was kind of off the books.
But we still did it.
Well,
we delivered a powerful artifact.
We did get paid for that, though.
Yes.
We got paid by the janitor.
Oh, we did do that.
Amethyst doesn't know.
I mean, I don't know anything about getting paid.
I do now.
Damn it.
Again, it was in my report.
I'm aware. I did read it.
Excellent.
Must have missed.
His handwriting is really spidery.
It's fine. His handwriting is fine. It's just...
Not like my handwriting. It's really big and easy to read. I use simple words.
Yes, that is why you are... Uh-huh.
And I only ever take up one page because I don't want to write anymore.
You will each be receiving a wage.
Excellent.
of 120 platinum each.
Whoa! Excellent!
Excellent!
Because I do not wish to have the poor folks in finance have to haul 1,200 gold to each of you.
First round on me, lads.
Sounds like a plan.
Amethyst, you're welcome to join us.
I don't think she's going to.
I think I will be drinking alone.
You know, the offer's always there.
At least until things calm down, the offer will be continued to be rejected, and I'm...
At this juncture, I would offer my usual...
Why are the three of you so exhausting to deal with?
It's because... our general joy de vivre and zest for life, I think. And Tenwin gives like a thumbs up.
When life gives you lemons, zest them.
Zest them! Woo!
I'm gonna go see what is happening with
Adafor.
Yeah.
All right, have fun.
My only comment on the subject is we're all mad here. We just lean into it.
Yeah, I think at least the dragons are gonna die as a result of what happened.
Maybe a few.
At least the other members of the Dernia know to keep the madness off the clock to themselves, away from work.
That's what I'm supposed to be relaxing.
You three bring it here.
Nah.
I would like to point out that we haven't been off the clock since going to deal with the grain problem.
Hey, it's been constant.
Yeah, that's not going to change until we deal with old Fake Moon. That's what I'm calling him now.
You mean Kavort the Conqueror?
Yep. No, he's old Fake Moon now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're all mad here. We're all mad here.
We're going to go grab a couple of drinks from Tenwin.
Hey.
And then, presumably, poop duty.
Amethyst just walks out of her own office, just glazed look over her face. You hear her whispering, if I can make these three retire after this, no, that would actually be bad for everyone. How are these three? How do they always succeed?
Woo!
There's not a...
Because we're too stupid to give up.
Yay!
On the one hand, it's amazing. On the other hand, that's the last share. She walks away muttering to herself.
All right.
We have once again...
broken the poor woman.
All right, pub. Yep. Let's go, lads.
Pub.
Cafeteria it is. I think we have a pub here. So, yeah, we go to the lovely orcish gentleman behind the, desk at the cafeteria. It's like, we're going to need to get Ripperoni drunk, please, because we just dealt with a whole bunch of dragons, and we don't wish to be sober anymore.
It's dragons. How bad was it?
Oh, worse than you think. And then think about the worst possible thing that could happen, and then it's worse than that.
There's 1,000 true dragons in the world. We brought 150 of them here.
Just for...
I'm going to have so much to cook.
Yeah. Why do you think we don't want to be sober right now? We've been assigned poop duty.
Right.
You'd better disappear before you get voluntold to do that too. One of the bottles on the high shelf, please. And keep it coming.
I'm the cook. I'm not the bar's over there.
Excellent. Have fun. We go to the bar.
I'm sorry. He was just looking for an excuse to talk to you.
Anyway, we go to the bar and hi, we wish to no longer be sober, please.
A bottle from the highest shelf and keep it coming.
Now, what type of drunk do you want to be?
The kind of drunk where we bought a whole bunch of high-powered dragons to the hold and...
Do you want to be causing more problems or no problems?
Oh, I think that we want the kind of drunk where we wake up 3 days later and we get pulled out of a cocoon and then we have a whole bunch of new powers.
No trouble. Let's just go with...
I'm pretty sure I could always make a dragon smaller by telling the story of the Mouse Knight.
I don't think you could. But maybe we should just... Maybe we'll talk about that while we're drinking.
There is the bottle that gets put in front of you is filled with this just venomous yellow liquid.
Gross. In my mind, it's ouzo.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a Greek liquor and it's awful. It's like licorice.
Well, you'll find out once you start drinking.
We'll grab cups, find a table. I'm assuming, given our general reputation and the fact that we brought a whole bunch of dragons back, that people are giving us a reasonably wide berth at this point?
Yes and no. There are the vanguards who are all looking at you like they look at all Dernia like you're a bunch of wackos. And then there are the rest of the Dernia who are just like, okay, you have to tell us the stories because crap's been weird for the past month and a half, and it's always centered around you three.
So
what's going on?
So what
tell
you
us everything.
One story per drink, one story per round, and you are all buying. Go and get us something good, and we'll tell you a good story.
And yeah, they bring you lower strength alcohols than what you have initially purchased. Do you drink what you initially purchased first or what they bought?
I'm going to be drinking what they bought first.
They bought first.
Okay, then you will get through telling stories. So you will spend the next hour or two or three getting progressively drunker and drunker telling...
And we start exaggerating more and more.
Or the other Dunya who happened to be back at the hold.
Well, James, given that we've only just lifted the...
There's most of them. And as the stories get wilder and wilder, how theatrical does Magnus get as he gets drunker?
Oh, very theatrical.
Very storytellery.
Incredibly theatrical.
Very storytelling.
He's going to be telling the story through stories.
Can I get Magnus to roll me an arcana check using your spellcasting modifier?
That's 15.
As he is telling stories, the scenes that he's describing and telling are appearing around him. And maybe it's the alcohol, or maybe it's him, but as he is getting drunker and more into this, the more vivid and more blurry, because you're getting drunk... They become.
Can I pick up my little me?
Sure.
Yay! Yeah! I go, yay! And my little me goes, yay!
And Tiny Tanwyn, way too much stuff on her. Just
pots and pans.
There's more stuff than the
Do you know how you had your backpack and everything?
Yeah.
Tiny Tanwyn has bags around her arms and her legs strapped to the front of her chest plate.
She's like a 90s superhero.
Tiny Amadeus has really big glasses for no reason.
And Tiny Magnus is ripped!
But as... You get through the alcohol provided by the other Dernia, who are all in various states of enraptured and or passed out. Can I get constitution saves from the three of you at disadvantage, as you are all severely poisoned at this point?
Yeah.
Against the final alcohol, the one that you purchased.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, beer before liquor, never sicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do we get anything from yours?
Yeah, you get a plus three.
Oh, wait, we do get the plus three from being close to you?
Yeah.
Oh,
always. Hell, it's a saving throw.
Yes. Oh, I get advantage on initiative? Crazy.
Yeah, you're a level 7 barbarian.
14.
Oh, wait, no, 21 with the plus three.
14?
Eight. Oh.
Cool. None of you beat a 23.
Okay, good.
As this alcohol made from the venom of the giant's bane spider, which is a potent paralytic. You asked to get drunk.
And not cause trouble.
You were given stone flesh. It doesn't turn your flesh to stone.
Makes you wish your flesh was stone.
Oh, no, it paralyzes you.
Oh, boy!
As you all down your shot, you're just like, yes. And you all feel your bodies turn rigid as you all black out.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.